You're new to YouTube, and this is the very important question: how to get views with zero subscribers. YouTube Shorts right now is a powerful tool that many people are overlooking. And if you're new to YouTube, you may already have seen things like TikTok, you've had a dabble with Instagram Reels, and you're used to vertical format content. A YouTube Short is a video that's under 60 seconds in length. It's a vertical format video, and you can start doing them on a mobile phone. You can record them on a mobile phone and a normal camera and upload them and tag them with Shorts, or you can use the YouTube app in itself, in which you go to the app, you press the little plus button, there's a Shorts option, you upload a video, then you drag over the overlays like you would expect to find on Instagram and TikTok and post it. Why are Shorts so powerful right now? Well, they're brand new, which means there's a chance that it needs traffic for that kind of content, and YouTube is pushing that content heavily. So if you're talking about content right now that is new and topical, maybe breaking news, maybe a brand new console, maybe a brand new game, or you can be entertaining, whether it happens to be some kind of tutorial teaching us how to make a specific hot dog, maybe it's funny, maybe it's weird, you will then get placed against other regular content that is related to that video in itself. So your very, very small channel talking about America's Got Talent could then be placed against the America Has Got Talent main videos, and you could then get a slush of traffic off of that. I know that YouTube Shorts helped me grow my YouTube channel, Crypto Rookie, from zero to over 7,000 subscribers in 3 months, just through the power of YouTube Shorts. There's a video in the description down below if you wanna see how that works. External traffic. Now, this is the obvious thing. If you've got a channel and you don't have subscribers, you need to go off and find an audience. Now, external traffic can be absolutely anything that you want. Let's say you really love camping. You'd go and join camping groups on Facebook and go and find camping threads on Reddit. Maybe start posting camping videos on Instagram using hashtags, or go and find forums and websites, that kind of thing. Share those videos there without being spammy. That audience is already built in and they might come over and see you and subscribe. Maybe you've got a blog. Maybe you've got your own social media presence. External means anything that isn't YouTube, and it will bring them in. And then hopefully that's a very positive sign for your YouTube channel that you can start a session watch time. They sit there, they subscribe, they fall in love with your content, which leads to blogs. I've got a blog that I started around about a year ago. It now gets around about 25 to 26,000 page views per month. And all I did is I blogged my content. I blogged helpful tips and tricks. I answered commonly asked questions within my niche, and I added videos into it. Or I took a video, ripped it out and turned it into an article. And then over time, it indexed and it got traffic. This way, I didn't need subscribers from my YouTube channel to get video views. I just harnessed the power of Google search and slowly over time pushed it into the YouTube platform, helping the YouTube algorithm lift me. Please note that blogging isn't an instant thing, but over the course of 6 to 8 months, my traffic grew from zero page views per month to, as I said, 26, 27, nearly 30,000 page views per month. And yes, not all of those push over to a YouTube video, but it's certainly a good start, especially if you've got zero subscribers on your YouTube channel. Now, if you want to grow from zero subscribers to 100 or even 1,000 subscribers, there is a playlist here.